Funeral Home and the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths. By the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Memorial for the two young people murdered in Washington, D.C., and what police say appears to be an anti-Semitic attack.
Overnight, hundreds gathered outside the White House for a vigil, honoring the two Israeli embassy employees who were shot and killed. On Wednesday night, 30-year-old Yaron Lashinsky and his girlfriend, 26-year-old Sarah Milgram, had been attending a Jewish heritage event at the Capitol Jewish Museum. The couple, just days away from being engaged, was fatally wounded by a suspect who authorities say was fixated on the Israel-Hamas war.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio, among the victims of the San Diego plane crash on Thursday, Dave Shapiro, music agent and founder of the Sound Talent Group. He was also the pilot and owner of that plane. Six people were killed, all on board. The Trump administration revoking Harvard University's ability to enroll international students, saying thousands either have to transfer or leave the country. Harvard says the move is completely illegal. This is ABC News. In Palm Springs, the American Reproductive Center that was destroyed by a car bomb will reopen at a temporary location next week. The mayor of Palm Springs says the city council plans to approve support programs, including the creation of a disaster overlay zone to assist in the rebuilding efforts for the neighborhood that was damaged in the attack.
This will allow businesses and property owners to be eligible for significantly reduced building permit fees, planning application fees, and potentially business license fees.
University of Maryland students seeing green with Kermit the Frog taking the stage as their commencement speaker, the star of stage, screen, and swamp, giving useful advice to the Maryland graduates.
It's important to stay connected to your loved ones, stay connected to your friends, and most of all, stay connected to your dreams.
This was Kermit the Frog's first commencement appearance in nearly 30 years. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
I have good news for gluten-free and dairy-free shoppers. Hi, this is Dwayne from Whitaker's Market, and we have allergen-friendly products at prices that won't break the bank. We receive new shipments every week, so there are new options every time you come. For dairy-free and gluten-free, think Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays, 9 to 3 Saturdays, and follow us on Facebook to see our daily ads.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero-turner pushmower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
An update on sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto and also by the Richland Hospital. High school baseball last night, Richland Center 6-5 over Platteville, Lancaster 6, River Valley 2, Dodgeville 2-1 over Prairie du Chien, DeSoto 11 and Weston nothing. It was also Riverdale 14-12 over Darlington in high school baseball, Lafarge 7-3 against Kickapoo and Boscobel 4-3 over Fenimore. In WIAA softball regional action, Riverdale 15-0 over Boscobel, Darlington 5-3 over Parkview. It was a win for Wunniwuk Center over North Crawford, 12-0. Lafarge 10, Weston 6, Pecatonica 8-7 over Southwestern. Also a win last night in soccer action for Dodge Point over Richland Center, 5-0, and 1-1 River Valley tied Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca. There were regular season games yesterday. Richland Center won 1-0 over Platteville in softball, Fenimore 14-12 over Dodgeville. On the state scene, Kristen Yelich homered twice, and the Brewers breezed past the Pirates 8-5 in a game interrupted by rain. A long rain delay of an hour and 50 minutes in the middle of the game before the Brewers were able to earn the victory in Pittsburgh. Toronto 7-6 over San Diego. The Yankees 1, Texas nothing. Angels 10-5 over the Athletics. Cleveland 7, Detroit nothing. Houston 9-2 over Seattle. In the National League, Philadelphia 2, Colorado nothing, Washington 8-7 over Atlanta. From the NBA playoffs, Oklahoma City got the win against Minnesota 118-103, and Florida was a winner 5-0 over Carolina in the NHL playoffs. That's an update on Friday morning sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50,000 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Your first choice for better health.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics reminds you, when it comes to stroke symptoms, speed matters. If you or someone you see is experiencing blurry eyes, a drooping face, weakness in the arms, or difficulty speaking, it's time to seek help. Call 911 or take them to the emergency room immediately.
A high of 63 today in partly sunny conditions. North winds between 5 and 12 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy to clear and chilly, a low of 37. Saturday, partly cloudy and pleasant, a high of 65. Sunday, pleasant and mild with partly cloudy skies and a high of 70. 70 on Memorial Day. The next mention of spotty showers Tuesday. Right now in Richland Center, northeast winds are at 2 miles per hour. It's a chilly one out there. We're at our morning low of 36 degrees. That's how it stands weather-wise today, Friday, May 23rd.
Ooh.
Baby, I missed you.
Lainey Wilson on WRCO. Hang tight, honey. Here we go. Ready for a Friday on WRCO Radio. Some great info to get you in the know and some good tunes along the way today. Oh, what a beautiful morning. I won't break into song. And thankfully, Hank won't either. You're good to go. Thanks for listening. Coming up, we'll see what old Tom Mueller is up to at Mueller Implement in Dodgeville. This is Sammy Kershaw.
I used to kiss Maxine through the front door screen, standing on her mama's steps. And if her daddy hadn't come along and run me off, I know I'd have never left. It's a crying shame, but that's the way it was. Something
from Mueller Implement is our guest, getting you all fired up for the holiday weekend. You got a lot of programs going on over there and special features, don't you, Tom?
Well, you know, it's unbelievable, Phil, but all of our companies have stepped up and come up with a lot of great ideas. We're starting out with our Husky line. All handheld items right now are 10% off, whether it's electric or gas, and that also includes many other things. But basically, that's your starting basis. And a lot of things are 20% off, like gas trimmers and hedgers and blowers, pole saws, and electric walk-behind mowers, 20% off right now. So that's a really good deal. So keep that in mind. We have discounts on zero turns for the Husqvarna line at all the way up to $500. And we also have discounts on tractors that go all the way up to $300. So these discounts will run about a month, and when they're gone, and they'll not be coming back. We also have in the Gravely Aaron's line, we have the Gravelys, the ZTX 42s, 52s, and ZTX L52s. They're at our cost right now. You can buy them at dealer cost. So it's a cash-only basis or check. It's not a trade situation, so we're making it very attractive. On the rest of our Aaron's Gravely line, we have 0 for 48 months and or 5% off for cash or check. Those are great programs because it saves you a lot of money. And we're dealing with old price, so that's really the whole thing. A lot of companies have taken price increases incrementally the last year and a half, and we've got some older inventory that we beat the price increase on. We've got discounts on them, and, of course, we can make it easy for you to save a small fortune. We're not a small company, even though it's about a third way through season. We've got about 150 zero turns left, which is down from 300 when you and I started talking this spring. So gives you kind of an idea there's a lot of units moving out of here. The most important thing, of course, is to get yourself to Dodgeville, Wisconsin. We're at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing. And, of course, those little guys, Farm and Fleet, their lights are on again today, so I assume they'll be around for another day or two. That's good, I think. We're open 7:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 12:30 on Saturday. And if you go to MuellerRental.com, that's our internet site, you'll see all of our specials and all of our rental rates. We are a large rental yard, and our equipment in the rental field is very modern and very new and well cared for. So if you're thinking about renting something, we're the place to go because we just don't have problems with our products. Give us a holler at 935-275-1 or go to Craigslist. That's always a great place to go and push Mueller on the left-hand side. And you'll see a lot of specials used and other things that are going on. Key here is we have a great service department. We're very busy taking care of people. We pull 60 to 70 miles, so it's not an unusual thing for us. And we're into robotics right now. So we have Robo One outside mowing 2.5 acres, and a lot of people are just surprised that we just let it go. It goes 7 days a week, and it mows. We have it mowing 12 hours, and it does a great job. That is the future for a lot of people. Robots start at about $3,000, so keep that in mind. Last thing, and the most important thing that we haven't announced yet, but we'll soon, we are going to be signing another line on. It will be a premium standard line. It's going to put us into a market we haven't been in. What's nice about the standards, they're easy to go anywhere you want, and uphills you can't with a zero turn or anything else. But we also will have a robotic stander that you can just send out and go mow, and it does about 8-9 acres an hour. And you don't have to ride it. You just program the machine, and it goes, and it does what you want. So it'll work both for large acreage owners or cities, municipalities, whatever. You're eliminating labor. So that's really the story of the future. Hard to find help. And if you can't find help, you got to have machines that can do it. And with AI and all the great things that have came out, we've got that kind of equipment around, and we're set to help you out.
That sounds good. So it works nights and weekends and doesn't even need to take a break or anything.
No, it's not a union worker. It's one of those guys that just goes to work and doesn't know any better.
Right, yeah.
And it works in the rain, too. Works in the rain.
It does work in the rain. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
We just have to stop by Mueller Implement and find out more and see it for yourself, I guess.
Definitely. If you haven't seen a robot before, it's running here every day, 7 days a week, 12 hours, and you will be surprised what it can do.
All right, behave yourself this weekend, Tom.
Well, I'll try, but I'm not so worried about me. It's you that I worry about.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, maybe we could get together and get in trouble together there or something.
Yeah, but I don't want to go to prison.
Well, no. We wouldn't be that bad, but we might get silly.
Okay. Sounds good.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement joining us on WRCO.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Found the perfect home? but it needs a little work? A renovation loan can help you turn that fixer-upper into your dream home. With a renovation loan, you can finance both the purchase price and the cost of repairs or upgrades in one convenient mortgage. Whether it's updating the kitchen, fixing the roof, or creating your ideal living space, the Schultz Mortgage Team is here to help. Call us today at 738-8765 to learn more and see if you qualify. Let's build your dream home together. The Schultz Mortgage Team, helping you create the home you've always wanted.
E.T. Foods and the Bag Center have received a new shipment of farm plastics now available at the Bag Center. Call for pricing and availability. At E.T. Foods, check out the great deals on select Del Monte vegetables, available by the can or by the case. A 12-count case is just $8. Also featuring Bacalars at $4.50 and Nathan's Beef Franks only $2.50 for an 11-ounce pack. Find them 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South. That's E.T. Foods and the Bag Center, serving the community with quality and value.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Piled
by breath. We made it anyway, but quick. Years of tears and blood and sweat. We'd fly like hell when we
Aaron Holiday on WRCO Radio. Coming up, news, weather, and sports on a 36-degree morning.
I love little baby ducks, old pickup trucks, slow-moving trains, and rain. I love little country streams, sleep without dreams, Sunday school in May, and hay. And I love you too. I love leaves in the wind, pictures of my friends, birds of the world, and squirrels. I love coffee in a cup, little fuzzy pups, old TV shows, and snow. And I love you too. I love honest, open smiles, kisses from a child, tomatoes on the vine, and onions. I love winners when they cry, losers when they try, music when it's good, and life. And I second
that motion. Other than loving snow, I don't love snow. No, that's it. Don't have to worry about it this time of year. I don't think, although it's 36 degrees, on a Friday morning, May 23rd, just ahead of Memorial Day.
Summer is calling, and guess what? Macy's has the answers for every adventure, with new swim trends and sandals to take you from the beach to the beach bar. Plus, linen suits from Tommy Hilfiger and Michael Kors, and dresses from CC to take you from brunch to the dinner party. Even better, get it all for 25 to 60% off at our Memorial Day sale. So wherever this season takes you, make Macy's your first destination. But hurry, this sale is going on now. Savings off sale and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens. And we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers. But we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions, come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time today is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you, and by BL Signs. The forecast for today calls for a high of 63 and partly sunny. Similar forecast for most of the upcoming Memorial weekend. We're up one from the overnight low. Right now it's 37.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting, to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO News. Some Memorial Day weekend reminders from the Department of Natural Resources. The DNR says if you're planning on riding an ATV or UTV this weekend, make sure to wear a helmet and seatbelt, drive sober, and follow all route rules. Don't travel in unfamiliar areas and let someone not riding with you know where you're going and when you'll return. The DNR is also asking you to keep wildlife wild by keeping a respectful distance and observing from afar. Don't feed wild animals and try not to interrupt their normal social behaviors. More info can be found on the DNR website. The Grant County Sheriff's Department reported a fatal UTV crash occurred Wednesday evening. The crash happened at approximately 5:20 on private property just off of Oak Road north of Dickeyville in the town of Paris. When officers arrived on scene, they learned Mario Cardenas, 27, of St. Landry, Louisiana, was driving the UTV down a hill when he lost control on the muddy hillside. The UTV rolled onto its side, pinning the driver underneath. Cardenas was the lone occupant on the UTV and was not wearing a seatbelt. Cardenas was located approximately 2 hours after he left on the UTV and was unresponsive and showed no signs of life. A fundraiser has been established to help the family of one of the victims in a deadly shooting at UW-Platteville. A GoFundMe has been set up in memory of 22-year-old Kelsey Martin of Beloit, who was shot and killed on Monday. Martin just graduated with a psychology degree a few days before the shooting. Police say she was shot in a campus residence hall by 22-year-old Hallie Helms, who then fatally shot herself. The motive for the shooting is still under investigation. It's time to get out and try to get the big tackle going and get ready to reel in some monsters. Muskie season opens on Wisconsin waters on Saturday. In Rhinelander, they report that northern Wisconsin waters are warmer than usual this season, so that means the muskies are done spawning and should be looking to feed. That could make for some excellent fishing for the Memorial Day weekend. Wardens remind you to have proper gear on hand to handle larger fish, like a sturdy net, pliers to remove hooks, and gloves to protect from bites. Wisconsin higher education leaders are addressing potential changes to federal financial aid programs and how they could impact students. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says it makes no sense to narrow educational opportunities, and he's dumbfounded that cutting educational opportunities would even be considered. Madison College student Jose Villarreal says about Pell Grants, without them, you could be impacting many students. He might not be able to afford college at all if that were the case. The big, beautiful bill passed in the U.S. House early Thursday morning would place new caps on the amount of federal student loans parents and students can take out. Video footage is released in the case of Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan. The video released by Milwaukee County through an open records request shows Dugan speaking to federal agents on April 18th in the hallway outside her courtroom as they waited to arrest an undocumented immigrant. It's evidence in a federal criminal case against Dugan, indicted May 13 on counts of obstructing a federal agency and concealing an undocumented immigrant. Prosecutors accused the 66-year-old judge of allowing Eduardo Flores Ruiz to leave her courtroom through another exit. ICE agents chased him down and took him into custody outside the courthouse. Dugan was arrested a week later.
The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its April report, revealing home sales experienced a significant downturn for the second consecutive month, falling 10.4% compared to April of 2024, even as the median price climbed during the same period. Despite this monthly decline, year-to-date sales were down by a more moderate 3.5% compared to the first 4 months of 2024, buoyed by strong sales in January and February. Statewide housing inventory saw a slight improvement, increasing 5.9% to a 3.6-month supply in April, yet this figure remains considerably below the 6-month supply, indicative of a balanced market, which would necessitate a 67% increase in current listings. Inventory levels varied across the state, remaining static in larger metropolitan areas, with improvements in the other areas and counties rising to a 5-month supply in rural counties. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff today in honor of former Wisconsin State Representative James F. Rooney, who died May 3rd at the age of 89. Born in Racine, former Representative Rooney served in the U.S. Army from 1954 through 56. In 1972, Rooney was elected to serve in the Wisconsin State Legislature, where he represented the 61st Assembly District and the 20th Assembly District for more than a decade. During his time in the Assembly, he served on various committees, and he was elected as Majority Caucus Chair in 1983. During the legislative session in 1977, former Representative Rooney aided in the creation of the Wisconsin Waterways Commission and served as chair of the commission for over 3 decades. Services for former Representative James Rooney will be held today in Racine.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
The weekend forecast, a high of 63 today, 37 tonight. It'll be another cool one. Saturday, partly cloudy and pleasant, and a high of 65. Saturday night, a few clouds, not quite as cold, and a low of 40. Sunday, near 70, pleasant and mild with partly cloudy skies. Memorial Day Monday, partly cloudy and remaining mild, a high of 70. A few spotty showers possible Tuesday, and a high of 68. Right now in Richland Center, following yesterday's high of 61. It was 44 at midnight. We have been as low as 36 degrees this morning. Right now, we're at 38 in Richland Center.
Calves were steady to stronger, with slaughter cows steady at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold up to $900 per pound, and down with the beef crossbred calves up to $1,360 per pound. The better conditioned cows sold up to $139, with thin, questionable health cows selling lower. The 5 to 765 pound beef steers and bulls, they sold from $298 to $340 per pound. The red springing beef cow sold at $2,350. Our next Wednesday, May 28th, will be our annual beef bull sale. Many of the bulls have been semen tested. We expect to get started selling the bulls by 1:30. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, June 6th, starting at 1 o'clock. Since our last feeder sale, we've been getting many calls for more feeder cattle to go on pasture. Be sure to contact Darren, Colton, or Jim at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola to get your cattle on our sales list for the upcoming sales.
Sports Time on a Friday is sponsored by Mr. G's Downtown Viroqua and in the Richland Square Shopping Center, your local source for clothes, boots, shoes, and for everything in style you need for work and play, and by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. We'll look back at high school sports from last night, and there were a lot of games and matches and events. Also, the Brewers picked up a win after a really long rain delay.
Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Choose Mr. G's.
Here's an update on sports from last night. A game heard on WRCO. Richland Center with a 6-5 victory over Platteville. Walking off in the bottom of the seventh, the Hornets lost just 2 weeks ago in similar fashion at Platteville. Senior Jacob McDonald pitched 6 innings with 7 strikeouts, 2 walks, and he gave up just 2 hits. Freshman Finn Lemke worked the seventh and gave up a hit while walking 1 and striking out 2 to get the victory. With 2 on base and 1 out in the seventh, Isaac Gauld put the ball deep in the hole at short, and the Hillmen threw wildly to second base as Brady Dosh came around to score and make the final 6-5. Richland Center picks up the win. Platteville knocked out of a first place tie with Dodgeville. With the loss, they fall to 6-3. Dodgeville was a winner last night, eking one out against Prairie du Chien 2-1, and Lancaster got the victory against River Valley 6-2. Riverdale won a wild one, 14-12 over Darlington. Ethan Cagle would go 3-for-3 with 4 RBI, while Henry Drone was 2-for-3 with 3 RBI. Chase Chitwood would hit a 2-run home run, and Eli Campbell would collect 2 hits for Riverdale in that Swall victory. Elsewhere yesterday, River Ridge over Belmont 5-2. Iowa Grant beat North Crawford 6-4. Wanewak Center edged Nisida 2-1. It was Potosi Cassville 11-4 over Pecatonica. Boscobel 4, Fenimore 3. In the Ridge and Valley, Lafarge over Kickapoo 7-3. And DeSoto was a winner against Weston 11-0, the final score. Weston knocked from the first place tie with Seneca, which will win the outright Ridge and Valley Conference title this year. DeSoto with the victory in the Ridge and Valley. Elsewhere, in softball tournament action last night, from Division III, Wesby won a wild one over River Valley 10-9 in 8 innings. Wesby will advance to play Dodgeville in the tournament's second round. Viroqua won by forfeit over Mauston. Division 4, Riverdale was a winner against Boscobel 15-0 in 3 innings. Darlington 5-3 over Parkview. In Division 5, Potosi Cassville 8-4 over Benton Scholesburg. Pecatonica end of the year for Southwestern 8-7 in 11 innings. 5-inning game, Wanewak Center defeated North Crawford 12-0, and Lafarge end of the year for Weston in a seesaw battle last night 10-6. The Wildcats advanced to play Ithaca, which had a first round bye. Dodge Point was a winner over Richland Center in soccer 5-0. River Valley won, and Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca won. The River Valley boys golf team winning the Southwest Conference meet at Galena yesterday by 17 strokes. The Blackhawks shot a 3-35. At the conference track meet at Dodgeville yesterday, for the boys, Lancaster reigned supreme with a 162, Platteville 101. Richland Center finishing 5th, River Valley 6th in the team scores, and Lancaster was the champion in the girls, 182.5 to Prairie du Chien's 94. Richland Center girls were 4th, River Valley 6th among the finishers yesterday. And Kickapoo Lafarge dominating the North Crawford Ridge and Valley Conference Championships yesterday. They win the boys tournament with 189. North Crawford 111, finished 2nd. Kickapoo Lafarge with 219 total points for the girls. Wazika Steuben, the next closest team, with 96. The Pittsburgh Pirates scored more than 4 runs in a game for the first time in a month, but it wasn't enough. Brewer slugger Christian Yelich pounded 2 home runs and drove in 4 runs in an 8-5 victory last night. The game included a rain delay of 1 hour and 45 minutes. Rookie Carlos Rodriguez earned his first Major League victory. It was Milwaukee's 5th win in the last 6 games. Freddie Peralta takes to the mound tonight as the 4-game series continues.
continues in Pittsburgh. Elsewhere, Toronto 7-6 over San Diego. It was the Yankees 1-0 over Texas. The Angels 10, Athletics 5. Cleveland 7-0 over Detroit. Houston 9, Seattle 2. In the National League, Philadelphia 2-0 over Colorado. And Washington an 8-7 winner against Atlanta. NBA playoffs, Oklahoma City over Minnesota 118-103. And it was also the Packers making a change in the team's cornerback room. Gregory Jr. was signed Wednesday. The fellow cornerback Caleb Hayes was released. Jr. was a sixth-round pick in the 22 NFL draft by the Jacksonville Jaguars. He played 10 games for the Jaguars with 111 snaps on defense and the same number on special teams. That is a look at sports for a busy Friday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
100.9 WRCO. Can't you feel it in your bones? The change is coming on from every walk of life. Seeing the light, can't you feel it in your heart now? A new thing is taking shape. Reach out and touch a hand. Make a friend if you can. Reach out and touch a hand. Make a friend if you can. Reach out and touch a hand.
man says it's gonna be a hot one. Heard it on the radio. Load up the boat, get your girl if you got one. Nice little breeze gonna blow. Baby, I'm on my way to come and get you. Meet me at the end of your drive. Grab your shades and your string bikini and your copper tone 45. Bring on the sunshine, bring on a good time, girl, let me look at you. Jump in the front seat, kick up your bare feet, honey, let your hair down too. I know a spot down on the river underneath the sycamore tree. Save all your kisses up, bring on your sweet love, pour it all over me. Daylight, let it light up your face. Lay on a blanket, listen to the river, get a little carried away. Well, I can taste that kiss on your sweet lips, ain't gonna want it to end. So when the morning comes, we'll roll on out and do it all over again. Bring on the sunshine, bring on a good time, girl, let me look at you. Jump in the front seat, kick up your bare feet, honey, let your hair down too. I know a spot down on the river underneath the sycamore tree. Save all your kisses up, bring on your sweet love, pour it all over me, all over me. Shine, bring on a good time, girl, just look at you. Jump in the front seat, kick up your bare feet, honey, let your hair down too. I know a spot down on the river underneath the sycamore tree. Save all your kisses up, bring on your sweet love, pour it all over me, all over me. Come on, come on, come on.
Josh Turner on WRCO and all over me. Oh, my goodness. Sunshine and blue skies. Out my little porthole window, I can see nothing but blue skies. And we have a great day planned in Southwest Wisconsin. Lots of cool stuff coming up this morning. We're always busy on Fridays. We'll do a little cooking with Hank. And then later on this morning, a recap of sports. So many events. Track meets last night. Details on the state sports. Our buddy Mike Clements, who's had an inside front row seat for Packers, Brewers, Bucks, and Badgers for, well, 40 years or so. He'll check in the 8 o'clock hour as well. We have Fresh from the Country and some good friends joining us in the studio. Also, an interview with a group called Mark 209. We're going to be bringing them into the studio a little bit later on as well, at least, I guess, by phone today. They won't be able to be here in person, but by phone. So, yeah, an action-packed Friday. Don't go anywhere. And chances to win, too, later on.
¿Está comprando su primera casa? Buying your first home? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to guide you every step of the way. From education and financial support to down payment assistance, we'll help make your home ownership dreams a reality. Don't go through the process alone. Let us help. Call 608-647-4949 today to get started.
With planting season just around the corner, now's the time to check fuel off your list. Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg offers flexible delivery schedules and competitive pricing on diesel fuel, gasoline, and bulk lubes. Keep your operation running smoothly with reliable service from a name you can trust. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 608-524-3914 and fuel up for a successful season.
No matter what you're craving, it's always better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For over 100 years, A&W has been crafting that signature flavor with real cane sugar and a secret blend of ingredients that's downright delicious. Whether it's a hot summer day or just time for a treat, nothing hits the spot like A&W root beer. Stop by and sip the tradition. Made fresh and served right. Your hometown A&W is on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
This Memorial Day, get ready to relax in style because we are giving you 20% off all outdoor furniture, from cozy patio sets to durable dining for the deck. We've got everything you need to make summer great, and it's all 20% off now through Memorial Day. Shop local, save big. A-plus furniture and mattress outlet in Court and Main, now together with entrances on Court Street and Main Street in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
39 degrees at WRCO Studios. The Brewers with a long rain delay last night. And every time that happens in a visiting city, I always think about how fortunate we are that the Brewers have a retractable roof that they can close. And I know that was quite a financial hardship to put that up. But I often wonder why they didn't do it in Minnesota and Pittsburgh. It always seems like it rains when you go to Pittsburgh. It seems like a lot of money, I know, but look at you don't have games canceled. And that used to be kind of a problem if we were driving all the way from here to go to a Brewer game. I remember one time we were listening to 620 WTMJ all the way down and wound up hearing that the game is going to be canceled and turned around in Madison. So at least we went a little ways, but didn't go all the way. Don't have to worry about Milwaukee anymore. And again, we're lucky. This is George Strait on WRCO.
You got to have an ace in the hole, a little secret that nobody knows. Life is a gamble, a game we all play, but you need to save something for a rainy day. You've got to learn to play your cards right if you expect to win in life. Don't put it all on the line for just one roll. You've got to have an ace in the hole. If you're headed down a one-way street and you're not sure it's the way you want to go, in money or love or all the above, have a little more than what you show. When life deals out a surprise, surprises of your own. No matter what you do, no matter where you go, you've got to have an ace in the hole. You've got to have an ace in the hole, a little secret that nobody knows. Life is a gamble, a game we all play, but you need to save something for a rainy day. You've got to learn to play your cards right if you expect to win in life. Don't put it all on the line for just one roll. You've got to have an ace in the hole.
face in the hole. No matter what you do, no matter where you go, you've got to have an ace in the hole.
The update at 7 is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management. It's 39 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for